You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. The Miami University Symphony Orchestra opened its centennial season earlier this year with what many consider one of the most important pieces in history, Beethoven's Eroica, Symphony No. 3. The orchestra closes the year tonight with something a bit more modern and certainly unusual. Arcade Variations is an original work celebrating video games. Director Ricardo Auerbach wanted something different, something original, to cap the Miami University Symphony Orchestra's centennial.
And that's why I asked Pear to do this. He has a language that is very contemporary in his normal works.
Pear is music composition professor Pear Blolin. In talking with his students, Blolin noticed many seem drawn to video game music. Today's games favor sweeping cinematic scores over simple electronic ditties. Though not a gamer himself, Blolin researched the genre and decided to give it a shot. Arcade Variations borrows themes from 16 video games, ranging from Space Invaders and Pac-Man to Halo and Final Fantasy XIV.
I started off by finding what Cloud Source would say were the best video game themes of all times. And then I made a timeline of when all these themes occurred, and I decided I was going to start in the middle of wherever that timeline was, and then combine themes working both forwards and backwards.
He wrote the music by ear. He says this rather matter-of-factly, causing Auerbach to declare Blolin is being too modest.
It's not only that he made a sequence of themes from video games. He does counterpointal work with them, put them together, separate, manipulates the themes. So it is a composition. It is not just an assembly of various themes.
If you are looking for the themes, you have to listen to individual lines, not just the whole of the piece. And you have to make certain adjustments in your mind. Listen to what the woodwinds are doing as opposed to what the brass are doing, if you can hear the difference, because one might be playing something from one game, whereas the other would be playing something from a different game, and the themes are often chopped up.
So now let me have only the flutes and the strings. The downbeat of measure two, short. One, two, dun, da, one, short. Okay, here we go, last four measures. One, two. One, two, three.
Lydia Jasper is a first-year viola performance major from Cincinnati.
It's really interesting since it's a journey through like video game music, and it's also like our celebration piece for the centennial of the orchestra. So I think the journey through time kind of is very representative of also the journey through time in the orchestra. However, maybe not in the same context.
The musicians won't be the only ones playing something tonight. Blolin is designing the performance as an interactive experience.
This contest that we're running, when we're running a contest, is to most accurately pinpoint the entrance of every given video game theme. We're going to have sheets of paper that we hand out listing the themes in the order in which they enter. And we're going to have a clock on the wall. And so whoever's in the concert can write down the time in which they hear a particular theme enter and then turn that sheet of paper in.
Blolin says there will be a prize for the person with the most accurate score sheet. The program also features former Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra cellist Ronald Crutcher and winners of Miami's concerto competition. The free concert is at 7:30 in Hall Auditorium. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.
One, two, three, three.